the name of God, Abba Ima, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Some years ago, we had an evening interfaith prayers for peace gathering here. There were Sikh, Sufi, Buddhist, Muslim, Jews, Christians, and others participating in the evening, and each group would begin by sharing a little reflection, and then perhaps a chant or song, and then a prayer. Then the singing bowl was sounded, and we sat together for about 5 to 7 minutes in silence, and then the next group in their turn. It's a wonderful evening. You know how people never want to leave when it's over? You're just sitting in the candlelight. Where else is there to go on the planet? Tell me. So I'm out in the gathering hall immediately afterwards, and eventually the first person who came out was the Zen Roshi, the abbot. And he approached me, and stood in front of me in his Zen robes and shaved head, and he bowed, and he said, "This is a Christian church?" I think it's always best when Christians are suspicious, don't you think? You're just not quite sure what's going on here. Jesus was a party animal. And that's one of the key things that got him killed. You never know it from Christianity, right? We just sort of downplay it, and there are ordinary people who plug on. He's a party animal, and he gets killed for it. And that was his teaching methodology. He's traipsing all over the country. He comes into town, "Hey, I'm in Danville here. How about, Lori, you and Jim pay for the Grange, okay? We're going to put on a party. Only at this party, everybody will be invited, not just your friend. Everybody's going to be invited. And they're feasting, and it's great wine and a good time." And then he tells a few stories, which one scholar said are like lighting dynamite with a long fuse. And when it goes off, "Love my enemies, be good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you," he's long gone. He's moved on to the next town. It just explodes. What is he trying to tell us? And for this, he gets killed. That's the heart of the story. Welcoming everybody, radical hospitality. Got him killed. We don't need that around here, do we? Last year was Chano Farisani's, our South African friend, 77th birthday. And for that birthday, he invited a whole variety of people. Now, the Venden Bank in Venda had been set up a few years ago. The primary customers were pensioners, as they're called, retirees, who all put their money in this bank, and unfortunately, corrupt folks got at it, including government officials of the ANC, and stripped it bare. And these people lost everything. Everything. So Chano invited 77 pensioners to come to his birthday party, not just for the cake, because he also invited the press to tell their stories, and it became a national story. And they worked on a justice campaign to restore their funds. Now that's a party. Don't you think that's a Christian party? Many years ago, we hosted a Persian classical music concert here at Peace. The place was packed with Persians, Iranians, packed. The music exquisite. The concert concluded. I'm just walking back to the office. An elderly woman is standing on the carpet. And as I walked by, she just motioned with her hand. She was weeping. And she said, this is a Christian church? I said, yes. You Christian pastor? I said, yes. She went on weeping and said, I never thought in all my days that I could ever be welcomed as a Muslim in a Christian church. Martin Luther King threw a party, you might recall this one, 62 years ago in D.C., where he gave the I Have a Dream speech. Now that's a party. A 250,000 people, every aspect of humanity in this country represented. Who is simple, come this way? And he gave us a dream for which they killed the dreamer. And they've been working all these years to destroy that dream, but they cannot because it is so deep and it's true. And we're still invited into that dream of welcoming everyone with dignity. Twenty years ago, there was a holy convergence. That is, on the same day, Ramadan and the high holy days of Judaism and the birthdays of Mahatma Gandhi and St. Francis, all were on the same day. And as one person said, let's have a holy convergence, Batman. So we did. Masanko Banda, who some of you met, from Mali, incredible drummer, led in 300 to 400 people, dancing, filling the space for the afternoon, conversations everywhere, educational things happening in the education wing, and the courtyard is filled, and private conversation lectures going on in here. When the Sufi friend arrived, he said, where shall we dance? I said, let's use the gathering hall. And in no time, 70 to 80 people of every religion and orientation are in the gathering hall dancing universal dances of peace. And it was so lively and so beautiful. And as we're dancing, another friend who just arrived calls to me as we're swirling around, what is going on here? Who are all these people? And I said, they're the new Lutherans. It's happening! It's happening! That's what we're talking about. Party on. Party on. Breaking all the boundaries. Right? Will Mudzunga Farasani and I spoke a while back, and she said, you know, the people of peace really need to know what you meant to our family. Because this happened almost 30 years ago, after imprisonment and torture and torment, finally banished into exile, they ended up here, and peace became their spiritual home in exile. So she wrote a little piece I'd like to share with you in the spirit of the day. Peace Church, a place of radical welcome. True to its name, Peace Lutheran in Danville was more than a place of worship, it was a sanctuary of radical love. From the moment our family stepped through its doors, we felt it. This is no ordinary church. It radiated inclusion, kindness, and something rare in the world, so often divided, unconditional acceptance. Here, people of every background, every walk of life, regardless of race, religion, sexuality, or circumstance, were not only welcomed, but embraced. There was no quiet tolerance here or reluctant courtesy. There was joyful belonging. The congregation lived out the gospel not only in Sunday sermons, but in every gesture and every act of care, making their actions living pulpits. This was not love in theory. Peace was love in motion. At the heart of this spiritual revolution, peace made room for everyone at the table. This grace was not earned, it was given. Peace was a community, not just of faith, but a movement of healing. When my husband Chano traveled, we went to Peace on many occasions. It became a second home for us and our children. The sanctuary extended far beyond the four walls of Sunday rituals. The afternoons were always filled with invitations where we celebrated the laughter of children, great meals. They opened the arms to strangers. We shared the solidarity of a meal where all were embraced in grace. Among the many beloved members of the congregation, Gun Johnston, a spirit from Sweden, became a favorite. Her backyard, complete with lovingly named chickens, and a glistening swimming pool, was a playground of delight for our children. They spoke of her, of Gun, with such warmth and familiarity, it was though Gun was one of us from South Africa. Not just an adult in their lives, she brought us home, gave us joy and freedom, and the unspoken message, you belong here. It was during these days that a bold vision emerged to have a partnership between our two communities. This was not a dream that was abstract, it was grounded in faith and forged in relationships. Soon the partnership blossomed, delegations began traveling between our two communities, forging these ties, and the arrival of peace delegates in Venda communicated a powerful message, not through speeches but presence, for your willingness to share the pews, meals, and prayers with Black congregants spoke louder than any sermon ever could. Unity in Christ was not proclaimed, it was embodied. Our partnership, after all these years, is an agreement of the living gospel. It proclaims boldly, without apology, that we are one in Christ. The color of our skins may be different, but our hearts beat with the same faith, our hands reach out for the same grace, and our voices rise in worship to the same God. My heartfelt thanks for believing in this vision and living into it fully. Mudzunga. This is a party that has no party lines. Party on. Party on. Do not play small. Party on. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.